So let's review. Our daf begins with a teaching from Rav Chama bar Guria Omar Rav, Halakeach Eved Min Ha'Eved Kichavim, a person who bought a slave from a non-Jew. Generally, he must do Mila, and then Tvila L'Shem Abdus to achieve the status of Eved Kanani, who is not completely a Yid, but is Mechuyiv B'Mitzvahs Ke'isha. However, in this case, V'Kadim B'Tava L'Shem Mechayrin, the slave had a mind to do the Tvila L'Shem Mechayrin with the intent of Geiris as a free man. Kona Atzmei Ben Chayrin, the slave indeed becomes a free man. Just as if any non-Jewish slave that was owned by a non-Jew would decide to be Megayer even without the consent of his non-Jewish owner, he too would become a Yid and a Ben Chayrin, because Epe Kachavim Gufa Leikanile. The original non-Jewish owner does not own the guf of his slave, but rather he only owns the payris, his labor. Maidekanile hu demaknile Yisrael, and only what he himself owns can he sell to the Yid. Since the slave went ahead and did tefil l'shem mecharen, it's effective to remove the partial ownership of peiros that is on him. The Gemara compares this to Rava's statement, Hektish chametz v'shicher mafkin midei shibud. A lien upon property is based on its owner. Although in a monetary transfer of ownership, the lien remains attached to it, but a change in bile is based on iser, such as hektish chametz v'shicher, supersedes the shibud. The lien cannot remain attached to it because the original Bailam does not own it anymore. So too with the Eved. The original non-Jewish owner only had a lien on him as a non-Jew. Actually, the Eved owned himself. Now that he has declared himself a Jew, the lien has been removed. The Gemara later explains that in order to prevent this from happening, Amashmul, Bitzaruch L'Tagfa B'mayim, the master must hold on to the slave during the Tefillah, which shows ownership, and the slave is unable to do Tefillah L'Shem Ben Chayrin. The Gemara asks a question from a brisa. Master of Chizdom, Maisa Bebluya Hagiyaris, she was Megayer, Shekadmu Abadao Betavlu Lefaneha, her slaves did Tvila L'Shem Mecharin, before she did her Tvila L'Shem Geris, Uva Maisa Lefne Chacham Va'amru, Kano Atzman Ben Chayrin. The brisa points out, Lefaneha in, the slaves became B'nei Chayrin because they did the Tvila before Bluya. But the slaves would not become B'nai Chayrin if they did the Tevila after B'luya. We see that an Eved cannot do Tevila L'Shem B'nai Chayrin. Rav responded that the Braisa means to say, Lefaneha, Bein B'stam Bein B'mefurish. The slaves did Tevila before B'luya, then they become B'nai Chayrin regardless of whether they said or did not say that their intent is for Tevila L'Shem B'nai Chayrin. L'achareha, Bein B'mefurish in B'stam Loi. If the slaves did Tevila after B'luya, then they became B'nai Chayrin only if they specified that their intent is for Tevila L'Shem B'Chayrin. If they did not say anything, then they would become an Eved Kanani. The Gemara proceeds to present a related teaching from Rav Avya. Loi shanu elo b'lekech min oivik achav. Only when a Yid bought the Eved Kanani from a guy can he do Tevila L'Shem B'Chayrin, because the owner only has Paris. Aval oivik achav m'kufei kani. But when a Yid bought an Eved Kanani from a guy that was selling himself, he cannot do Tevila L'Shem Mecharin because it's a sale of his guf. Rav Avya brings a proof to this din. The pasuk says, "V'gam mebnei ha'toshavim hagerim imachem mehem tiknu. Atem koinim mehem, v'lohem koinim mikem, v'lohem koinim zeh mizeh, v'lohem koinim mikem." Rav Avya proceeds to explain that the pasuk cannot be referring to buying a slave l'peiros because a guy is able to buy a Yid l'peiros, as the pasuk says, and we learn out, therefore it must be that the first pasuk is referring to buying a slave l'gufay. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the din of a ger, who did Mila but did not do Tevila, or did Tevila but did not do Mila, and cites a brayse in which there are three opinions. Chachamim Aimrim, Tavo v'lei Mal, Mal v'lei Tavo, Ein Ger at Sheyamol v'Tavo. Chacham require both Mila and Tevila. The other two opinions are Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara explains, they both agree, Tavo v'lei Mal hareiz a Ger. Of course, like Tevila, we need both, but b'diavet, Tevila alone is enough. Before Kabbalah Sotar, the women did Tevila. Although there is no explicit source, the Gemara explains, they must have done some act to show their acceptance of the Torah. And since the women by Matan Torah did tefillah without mila, therefore harezeh ger. The machlokes is in the case of mal v'loy tavel. Rabbi Eliezer holds harezeh ger. He is a valid ger because yalaf me'avis. Shekem etzinu b'aviseinu shemal v'loy tavlu. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they did mila. Although not mentioned in the Torah, it's mentioned in the Nevi'im. However, we find no mention of a tefillah. Since the men before Matan Torah did mila without tefillah, therefore harezeh ger. Rabbi Shua holds ein zeh ger. Before Kabbalah Satara, they also did tefillah. This is derived from the pasuk v'yikach Moshe es adam v'yizrik al ha'am v'gemiri de'in hazob le'tefillah. Moshe sprinkled the blood of the karbanis, which were brought before Kabbalah Satara, onto the people, and hazah is always accompanied by tefillah. Let's summarize. According to the Chachamim, we require both tefillah and mila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we need just one, either tefillah or mila. According to Rabbi Yeshua, tevila alone works. Mila alone does not work. We must always have tevila. The Gemara explains further that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua hold don an efsher mishi efsher. We learn out the din of men from women that tevila is enough, even though women are unable to do mila and men are able to do mila. However, the Chacham hold ain don an efsher mishi efsher. We cannot learn out the din of men who are able to do mila from women who are unable to do mila. And since the men before Matan Torah did both tevila v'mila, therefore, ein ger acher yamal v'yitvol. We require both. The Gemara connects this previous machlekes to another machlekes. Harei sheba v'amar malti v'loy tevalti. If a ger says he did mila, but did not yet do tevila, and we don't know if the mila was done l'shem geris, Yehuda says, matpil noisei u'mabakach. We haven't do tevila, and whether his mila was proper or not becomes irrelevant, because he agrees with Rebbe Eliezer that either tevila or mila is sufficient. Rebbe Yossi says, Eimat bilin, we cannot have him do tevila before verifying the validity of his mila, because he agrees with the Chachamim that a ger needs both tevila v'mila. Another connected machlokes is in a case where a ger did a proper mila, but did not yet do tevila. Behuda says, Mat bilin ger b'Shabbos. He may do tevila on Shabbos, because since it's not necessary to complete the geris, it's not an issue of Mesakim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein matbil in ger b'Shabbos. He may not do the tefillah on Shabbos, because since both mila and tefillah are required, the tefillah completes the geris, and that's an issue of Mesakim b'Shabbos. Our daf concludes with a related story. Hava uvde b'Rav Chiya. Rabbi Yosef taught that Rabbi Oishe b'Ribi was also there. Rav Safra taught that Rabbi Oishe b'Rav Chiya was also there. Asa l'kameh ger shemol v'loy tavol. One evening, a ger who claimed to have done mila but not tevila presented himself. Amar lei, shohi kan ad lamachar v'nat velinach. They told him to come back tomorrow to do tevila. The Gemara observes, shma mina tlas. We can derive three halachas from this incident. One, shma mina, ger tzarach shleisha. Geris requires a bezno of three people, since Rav Safra taught that there was a third person there. Two, shma mina ein a ger at sheyamol v'yitvol. Since even though he already did a valid mila, they still required him to do tefillah. And Tosis points out that we only see from here that a ger needs tefillah, however it may be that tefillah alone is enough. 3. Shema minah ein matvilin ger balayla. And that's why the ger was told to come back the next morning.